Time to have a chat to the man. He's got the best job in Australian racing. That is the International Scout for Racing Victoria, Lee Jordan, who will be absolutely champing at the bit to get into next week's Royal Ascot Carnival. It is arguably the best international week of racing. And Lee Jordan joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. You're right, it is probably one of the best weeks, and there'll be lots of late nights next week for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, no Aussie representation this year, but that doesn't mean that there won't be much action in so far as Australia is concerned heading towards the Spring Carnival. We've got a lot of contenders that may end up coming out here during the spring.
Yes, there are a lot. I think every day, it's got something in us to be looking at. Maybe we kick off on the first day, the Tuesday, the Group 1 Queen Anne over a mile. The red-hot favourites, Ribchester, Godolphin's horse, who's been an invite for the Cox Plate. So obviously, he's going to be a horse to watch. He won the Lock-Ins last start, the Group 1 mile race that kicks off the season. He was pretty impressive. So they're talking that they'll keep him to a mile, but they're probably going to step him up to 2,000 later in the season. So he's definitely a horse called Lightning Spear, David Simcock, owned by Sheikh Fahd, probably the logical danger. And he likes fast tracks. We're going to keep an eye on him as well.
Gee, there's a lot of short-priced favourites in the features over the week. And we speak of the Aussie races or the races that you would associate Aussies with. And we've got the Group 1 King Stand. No Aussies, but we've got Lady Aurelia going around. Is there some talk that I know Sydney are trying to get a horse like her out here? Do you think there's any hope that a horse like Lady Aurelia would be interested in a race like the Everest?
Well, she might. I mean, I think we'll all remember last year when she won by 7 lengths in the Queen Mary. She was just absolutely devastating. And she raced a couple of other times in Europe. She's gone back. She's won her first kickoff race. I mean, there is a bit of an aura around her. And Wesley Ward, I mean, he's got a big team coming here again, and hopefully he might have some other up-and-coming two-year-old that could do the same thing. But, look, there is a chance, I suppose. He's based in America, Wesley. He'd probably have to leave the horse in Europe and quarantine from out there. But Wesley is a bit of a trailblazer, a bit of a pioneer, so I'm sure New South Wales would be having a good look at her. I also like there's another filly in the race called Marsha, trained by Sir Mark Prescott. And we saw some Mark Prescott back into Red Cardinal over in the US over the weekend with a horse called Saint Michelle that's been mentioned for the Melbourne Cup here. And I have had a bit of a chat with Sir Mark about Marsha. I think she's probably more a 5 furlong horse, but she's pretty exciting. So I'd be watching her as well. And Profitable goes around for Clive Cox, who won it last year. But a wide open race. And yeah, I think Lady Aurelia is definitely the one to be looking at.
On the first day, we also see the Ascot Stakes. It's over 4,000 metres. Are there any horses that might go around in that? Willie Mullins normally has a few that could come out here in the spring.
Yeah, what's the Ascot Stakes on the first day? And on the last day, there's a race called the Queen Stakes over 4,400. Now, I know they're over a fairly big distance, but Willie loves to target these races, Michael. And, he's had Wicklow Brave and others run through these races in the past. And we haven't got final fields yet. Some of the declarations start tomorrow, but some of the horses that are in the markets, Whiteout, Penn Hill that won over Cheltenham, Laws of Spin, Arctic Fire, Thomas Hobson. He's got a few, Willie, and talking to him, I think he will have two or three in the Ascot Stakes and the Queen Alexandra. So for those sort of horses, just watch them because they could be, if something comes out and wins impressively, wouldn't be surprised to see them heading down here.
On the Wednesday, it's the Group 1 Prince of Wales, which is the feature. Now, I know there's a few that'll be going around there, including Scottish, who've been invited for the Cox Plate. What do you think the likelihood is that any of the invitees for the Cox Plate will actually make it out here when we've got Winx back here in Australia?
Well, most discussions with trainers at the moment, there is a little word that comes up very close up in the conversation, and that is Winx. So, it's fair enough. I mean, they obviously want to come here and win, and she's, the highest-rated turf horse in the world at the moment, so it's going to be a difficult assignment. But I'm hoping some of them just say, that's the right race, we'll come. I mean, horses, as I said, the final field done out, but invited runners that are likely to appear in the race in the Prince of Wales is Mectail, trained by Jean-Claude Roget. Impressive winner last start. Decorated Knight, Roger Charlton, won the Tats Gold Cup. And we mentioned Scottish as well, ran second in the Caulfield Cup last year. And my spies tell me he's going along very, very nicely.
Okay. Well, he's a Charlie Appleby horse. How many do you think Charlie will bring out this year? And I see also that Kiwi's likely to resume over the carnival at Royal Ascot, most likely on Thursday. Is that right?
Yeah, he's in the market there. My information is he probably will start off there. He's close. Obviously, it's still a week out, so they're still making decisions. But it'll be interesting to see him go along. But horses like Kiwi, I'm hoping Francis of Assisi would be looking at coming back. Oceanographer was very impressive last year. We've talked about Scottish. I think they might have a few others in the bag there. Mm. I think not just staying. I think Charlie's assessed that, you know, there's very good money in sprinting and mile races as well. So not sure exactly what they're going to bring back, but I'd say after their success last year, they'll definitely be coming back with something.
So we're in June. How much correspondence are you currently having with Charlie and other international stables about who may come out here?
Oh, yeah, well, fairly regularly. I mean, you've got to keep up to the mark, and you've got to keep the spring carnival, all the races over that time, you know, at the forefront. I know most of them, obviously, Royal Ascot's their grand final at the moment, so they're concentrating on that. But, you know, there's plenty of interest in spring already because they've got to plan ahead, and they're going to be looking at, you know, the pathway through to the cups and the Cox Plate and what races they pick. So it's hotting up from now on.
A horse that I'm not sure if we'll see out here during the spring, but it's owned by OTI, Fastnet Tempest, going around in the Royal Hunt Cup. Is the plan to bring it out here after the Royal Ascot Carnival?
Well, it's interesting. The Royal Hunt Cup, the big charge down the straight. Remember, there's usually like, you know, about 30 horses. It's a big race. And OTI's horse, Fastnet Tempest, was impressive last start at Chester, winning over 1,500. Trained by William Haggis. Now, William Haggis has also got a horse called Della Harold that won the Grand Cup at York recently. And he's very keen to bring that horse for the Melbourne Cup and the Caulfield Cup. So OTI's horse being in the same stable, I'm sure Terry and Simon would be thinking, well, we might pop him on the plane as well. So he's definitely one to watch, Michael, on Wednesday.
Okay. And then as we get towards the end of the carnival, the Ascot Gold Cup on Thursday, well, fingers crossed for Lloyd Williams, because Order of St George's, I think he's even money on tab at the moment, but his odds on over in Europe.
Correct, odds on in Europe, and a bit of a blow overnight. Vazrabad, trained by Alain de Ruyter Prey, has been withdrawn. Apparently knocked himself in the Vigor last night, was in that race with only three horses in it. So that's a bit unfortunate. Look, apart from Order of St. George's, odds on, trying to win it 2 years in a row, and he looks to stand out. It's an interesting race from our perspective. Talkador, Jessica Harrington's been talked about coming down here. He actually beat Order of St. George in the Group 3 Vintage Crop, although Order of St. George was just coming back. So you probably, you know, you've got to discount that a little bit. But he's definitely a horse of interest. Beautiful Romance for Saeed may take her place. Apparently, reported Saeed just wants to see a little bit more from her track work before he makes a decision. We haven't seen Max Dynamite for a long, long time. And I've been chatting with Willie. He's not 100% sure whether he'll take his place, but he's not far off. So it's good to hear that Max Dynamite is still in training and will return soon. You could see him in the Ascot Gold Cup. We talked about Kiwi before. Idaho is another interesting runner for Aiden. If he takes his place, he could run in the Hardwick. You know, you've got horses like Big Orange and Simple Verso. Outside Order of St. George, Michael, it's really a watch race and plenty of horses in there that could come out to Melbourne.
The Hardwick's always a guide. It's the winner's exempt from the Caulfield Cup. Have we got any likely runners in this year's Hardwick who could make it out during the spring?
Well, I think Highland River will probably go to this race. He's an invited runner for the Cox Plate. He's also in the Prince of Wales, but I think he'll probably end up here in the Hardwick. This is a really good race. It always is every year. Dartmouth will probably resume his battle with Highland River. Remember last year, Dartmouth beat Highland River and had to survive a protest. Dartmouth owned by the Queen, and we'll have another we'll see how he runs, and we'll have another pitch there to see whether we can try and get him down here. Frontiersman will probably go here. If punters were watching, great run behind Highland Reel in the Coronation Cup last start. Ran second, probably didn't quite handle the track, so it's interesting to see how he goes. Look, there's a lot of horses in this race. As I said, it's an exempt race for the Caulfield Cup, so keen to see the winner and the place getters. A horse that may resume in this race is called the Grey Gatsby. It's now trained by Dermot Weld, and we know Dermot's love for our racing down here. If he does reappear here, I'll be interested to see how he goes. Could potentially be a Melbourne horse this year, so let's just watch the Hardwick.
All right. Gee, it's going to be a fascinating week, and it'll be great to get your thoughts on the week as it unfolds, possible Melbourne Cup, Caulfield Cup, Cook's Plate runners. Just quickly on the Melbourne Cup, Francis of Assisi, Red Cardinal, the equal favourites. We've spoken about them. Or what was your thought on Red Cardinal, his win in Belmont?
Oh, I think On Pace is a very, very astute trainer. We've seen him win the race with Protectionist. I think at the moment he's got to be the standout pick for the Cup. Also mentioned the horse that ran second, St. Michelle. So Mark Prescott was down here last spring carnival, actually spoke at the Carbine Club. He'd never been to Australia before. I know he was really taken in by the whole carnival, so I'd watch that horse as well. I mean, if we're thinking Red Cardinal's one of the favourites, the second horse was a very good run as well. But I think Red Cardinal has been well reported, Michael, probably heading to the Kergolay, which has been a tried and true path before with horses like Americane and Red Cadeau and Dunedin, and then on down to Australia. So, yes, he's got to be probably the number one horse at the moment.
I can't find St. Michelle in the odds, so that might be one for the punters out there. What about currently with Tab, the third favourites, Admire Deuce, the Japanese runner? Has there been any more indication or correspondence for the likelihood of it coming out for the carnival?
No, I was obviously over there for the Tenno show and met Mr. Kondo, who'd been here before with Admire Racti. He was very keen to come here, so nothing more from them, but very positive. And obviously the fifth horse, Albert, is making the right noises as well. And from a Cox Plate perspective, I hold a big candle for Neorealism, the QE2 Cup winner. So Japan's changed a little bit, Michael. They used to sort of declare their horses pretty early and go, we're coming, and lock it in. And I mean, why wouldn't they wait a little bit? I think they're just waiting. They're sort of showing interest, but they're just waiting a little bit longer just to you know, confirm, and obviously waiting closer to the entry date. Neorealism, the Cox Plate horse, will run as Sapporo Kinnon in August and make a decision then. So I think we'll know a bit more over the coming weeks.
Lee, always great to get an international update. Good luck over the next week, and we'll touch base after Royal Ascot to see if there's any more news re the spring and any possible international invaders.
Anytime, Michael. Good punting.